Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 380. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Some of you guys might be able to hear it from my voice, but I came down with a pretty bad cold. I've been feeling under the weather for the past couple of days, and I've had a sore throat, runny nose, and cough. I'm even starting to think I may have caught the flu because I get the chills every now and then. I'm feeling feverish and fatigued, and I'm experiencing body aches. It's been a while since I felt this crappy.
私の声でお分かりになる方もいらっしゃるかもしれませんが、かなりひどい風邪をひいてしまいました。ここ2、3日体調が悪く、喉の痛み、鼻水、咳が続いています。たまに悪寒がしたり、熱っぽかったり、疲労感があったり、体が痛かったりするので、インフルエンザにかかったのではないかとさえ思い始めています。こんなに体調が悪いのは久しぶりです。
I've always been good about not catching colds. I've always had a pretty strong immune system, and I'd only catch colds once a year, if that. I'd rarely get the flu,And I think the last time I caught the flu was when I was living in Japan. But ever since my son started going to daycare, I've been catching colds more frequently. This is my second time catching a cold in the last month or so. It seems like every other week, my son has been coming home with a minor cold, and lately, I've been catching what he's been bringing back.
私は昔からあまり風邪をひかない体質です。子供の頃から免疫力が比較的高い方で、風邪をひくのは年に一回あるかないかぐらいです。インフルエンザにも滅多にかからず、最後にかかったのは日本に住んでいた時だったと思います。しかし、息子が託児所に通うようになってから風邪をひくことが多くなり、ここ1ヶ月ほどで2回風邪をひいてしまいました。各州で息子が軽い風邪をひいて帰ってくるのですが、最近は息子が持って帰ってきたものを私がもらってる感じがします。
But I guess that comes with the territory when you become a parent. I just have to do my best to stay healthy and keep my immune system strong. I know that it's starting to warm up in Japan. When there's a sudden temperature change, it's easier to catch colds. Please take good care of yourself and enjoy the spring season. I'll definitely bounce back and be good to go by next week.
でも親になればそれは当たり前のことなんでしょうね。免疫力をより高めて健康でいられるように頑張るしかないです。日本も暖かくなってきたと聞きました。急激な気温の変化は風邪をひきやすくなりますので、どうか体調に気をつけて春の季節を楽しんでください。私は来週までには復活して元気になります。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What is your favorite kind of weather?In today's conversation, Emma, who lives in the United States, and Vicky, who lives in England, share their favorite types of weather. Let's listen to Emma and Vicky and find out what kind of weather they like.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんの好きな気候は何ですか?今日の会話では、アメリカに住むエマとイギリスに住むビッキーが好きな気候について話します。エマとビッキーの話を聞いて、二人がどんな気候が好きなのか考えてみましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What is Emma's favorite type of weather?
エマはどんな気候が好きですか?
Number two.Vicky mentions that Emma lives in the perfect area for her favorite type of weather. Where does Emma live?
ビッキーはエマがまさに理想的な気候の場所に住んでいると言っています。
エマはどこに住んでいますか?
Number 3. What is Vicky's favorite type of weather?
ビッキーはどんな気候が好きですか?
Live conversation.
So, Emma, what is your favorite kind of weather?
So my favorite kind of weather is hot. I like feeling like I'm like baking in the sun. I like that feeling of almost feeling like engulfed in a warm blanket by the sun, but not too hot. Like I want it to be hot enough that I can go swimming because that's such a refreshing feeling when you're super hot and then you like get into a cold body of water. But it doesn't need to be so hot that, you know, it's like 100 degrees or something andyou're like struggling to breathe. It's so hot. But I like hot and sunny. And then I do like when it cools off at night and then you have that opportunity to bundle up and get into something comfy and sit around a fire and not be like sweating around the fire. It's like comfortable. So that's pretty much the exact weather in San Diego.
I was going to say, it sounds like you have that where you are now, where you can do outdoor yoga.
Yeah, it's perfect because it's,really like in the peak weather times, it's like, it gets up to that heat level that you can go to the beach, but then in the evening, it cools off enough that you can have a fire if you want to, or you can put on a sweater, but you don't have to do the whole like heavy down jacket thing in the winter. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do like the, oh my God, I'm like dripping sweat. Come like, this is way too hot type of thing. So it's like right in the middle. And I really love the shift from hot to chillier.Because, and you can get that in other parts of America, more so like the Southwest in more of like the desert areas. But I do really love that because I don't necessarily need or want winter, but I do like having the opportunity to like wear a cozy sweater and, and I love campfires. So
winter weather is my favorite because when you go outside and it's really cold,but then you come back inside and you feel all snug and cozy and warm.
Yeah.
And you can have a hot chocolate and yeah.
I think I like
the difference feeling, between the outside and then coming back in and
the feelings that you described, I enjoy as well. But like in practice, I feel like it's never that smooth. Like in New York.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. What is Emma's favorite type of weather? Emma はどんな気候が好きですか?She likes hot weather, but also hot weather in a climate that occasionally gets cold enough to put on a jacket.
彼女は暑いぐらいの気候が好きですが、普段は暑くても時々ジャケットが必要なほどの肌寒い気候も好きです。
Number 2. Vicky mentions that Emma lives in the perfect area for her favorite type of weather. Where does Emma live?
ビッキーはエマがまさに理想的な気候の場所に住んでいると言っています。エマはどこに住んでいますか?
Emma lives in San Diego, California.
彼女はカリフォルニア州のサンディエゴに住んでいます。
Number 3. What is Vicky's favorite type of weather?
ビッキーはどんな気候が好きですか?
She likes winter weather.
彼女は冬の気候が好きです。
Summary
会話の要約
Emma and Vicky share their favorite types of weather. Emma enjoys hot weather in general.
Emma とビッキーは自分たちの好きな気候について話します。Emma は暑い気候が好きだと言います。
Emma likes the feeling of being engulfed in the sun's warmth.But she also likes the refreshing feeling of getting into a pool after being in the sun for so long.
Emma は太陽の暖かさに包まれる感覚がとても好きです。その一方で、長時間日光を浴びた後にプールに入る爽快感も好きです。
In addition, Emma enjoys a climate where it's warm during the day, but cool enough at night that she can bundle up in a sweater and sit by a fire. Vicky tells Emma that San Diego,The city Emma lives in seems perfect for that kind of weather.
さらに、エマは昼間は暖かく、夜になると肌寒く、セーターを着て暖炉の前でくつろげるような涼しい気候も好きです。ビッキーはエマが現在住んでいるサンディエゴは彼女にぴったりの場所だと言います。
Vicky's favorite weather is winter weather. Specifically, she enjoys the contrast between the intense cold outside and the feeling of coming home to a warm house.
ビッキーの好きな気候は冬のような気候です。特に彼女は極寒の屋外から暖かい家に帰った時の安堵感が好きです。
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ。Number one. Bake in the sun.
すごく暑い。Bake は本来オーブンなどでパンやケーキを焼くことを意味することから、Bake in the sun は直訳で太陽の下で焼くとなり、簡単に言うとすごく暑いことを表します。日光浴をして暑いと感じたり、日差しがない場所にいて暑いと感じるような状況を表し、まさにオーブの中にいるような暑さを意味します。
例文。I'm baking in the sun. Let's find a shady spot and rest a little.
暑いよ。日陰を探して少し休もう。
Let's not bake in the sun. Let's go inside.
太陽の下にいるのはやめよう。中に入ろう。
I forgot to wear sunblock and I was baking in the sun. I got super sunburned.
日焼け止めを塗り忘れて日向ぼっこをしていました。とても日焼けしてしまいました。
Number two. Cool off.
冷める。Cool off は暑い状態から冷めていく様子を表します。例えば、日中はすごく暑かったけど、夕方から涼しくなった時に、
It's cooling off ということができます。
その他、落ち着くや頭を冷やすといった意味合いもあり、カッとなっている状態から冷静になることを表すときにも使えます。日常会話では、
cool down とも言い、どちらを使っても同じ意味になります。例文。It's finally starting to cool off.
やっと涼しくなってきました。
It usually starts cooling off around 4 p.m.
だいたい午後4時ぐらいから涼しくなってきます。
He's heated right now. Give him some time to cool off.
彼は今暑くなっています。彼が落ち着くまでちょっと待とう。
Number 3. Comfy.
心地よい。Comfy は comfortable の砕けた言い方で、日常会話でよく使われる表現です。意味と使い方は comfortable と同じで、例えば座り心地の良いソファーは comfy couch、快適なシャツは comfy shirt、居心地の良い場所は comfy place のように表現します。インフォーマルな表現ですが、特に失礼な響きはなくフレンドリーな感じがします。
例文。These sweats are so comfy.
このスウェットパンツはとても着心地がいい。
In the mornings, I like to sit in my comfy chair and plan the day.
朝は快適な椅子に座りながら一日の計画を立てるのが好きです。
This blanket is really comfy. Where did you get it?
このブランケット本当に気持ちいいね。どこで手に入れたの?
Number 4.Dripping with sweat.
汗びっしょり。直訳で汗がポタポタ落ちるとなるこの表現は、汗びっしょりになったり汗だくの状態を表します。汗が止まらずに流れているようなイメージで、
I'm sweating a lot の代わりに、I'm dripping with sweat と表現します。
今日の会話でエマが、dripping sweat と言いましたが、一般的には、
Dripping with sweat のように表現します。
例文。
It's scorching hot today. I'm dripping with sweat.
今日はすごく暑いですね。汗びっしょりです。
You're dripping with sweat. Wipe yourself down with this towel.
汗びっしょりだよ。このタオルで体を拭いて。
What an intense workout. I'm dripping with sweat.
ハードな運動だった。汗だくだよ。
Number 5. Cozy.
居心地がいい。Cozy には居心地が良くて暖かいという意味合いがあります。例えば、 寒い冬の日に暖炉の前でリラックスしたり、ソファで毛布にくるまってテレビを見たりなどが、コーゼーのイメージとなります。その他、フレンドリーで誰もが気軽に立ち寄れる居心地いい場所に対して使うこともできます。例文。
You live in a beautiful house. It's very homey and cozy.
素敵な家に住んでるんですね。とても家庭的で居心地がいいです。
It's supposed to get pretty cold today. Make sure you dress up warm and cozy.
今日はかなり冷え込むようなので、暖かくてくつろげる格好をするようにしましょう。
This is a really cozy cafe. It has a great vibe and I like their music choice.
ここは本当に居心地のいいカフェです。とてもいい雰囲気で音楽のチョイスも気に入っています。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。
Repeat after me. Number one. Bake in the sun.I'm baking in the sun. Let's find a shady spot and rest a little. Let's not bake in the sun. Let's go inside. I forgot to wear sunblock and I was baking in the sun. I got super sunburned.Number two, cool off. It's finally starting to cool off. It usually starts cooling off around 4 p.m. He's heated right now. Give him some time to cool off.Number three, comfy. These sweats are so comfy. In the mornings, I like to sit in my comfy chair and plan the day. This blanket is really comfy. Where did you get it?Number four, dripping with sweat. It's scorching hot today. I'm dripping with sweat. You're dripping with sweat. Wipe yourself down with this towel. What an intense workout. I'm dripping with sweat.Number five, cozy. You live in a beautiful house. It's very homey and cozy. It's supposed to get pretty cold today. Make sure you dress up warm and cozy. This is a really cozy cafe.It has a great vibe, and I like their music choice.
Today's live conversation will be played again. First, check the phrases you didn't understand and the new expressions you learned.
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So, Emma, what is your favorite kind of weather?
So my favorite kind of weather is hot. I like feeling like I'm like baking in the sun. I like that feeling of almost feeling like engulfed in a warm blanket by the sun, but not too hot. Like I want it to be hot enough that I can go swimming because that's such a refreshing feeling when you're super hot and then you like get into a cold body of water. But it doesn't need to be so hot that, you know, it's like 100 degrees or something and...you're like struggling to breathe. It's so hot. But I like hot and sunny. And then I do like when it cools off at night and then you have that opportunity to bundle up and get into something comfy and sit around a fire and not be like sweating around the fire. It's like comfortable. So that's pretty much the exact weather in San Diego.
I was going to say, it sounds like you have that where you are now, where you can do outdoor yoga.
Yeah, it's perfect because it's really like in the peak weather times, it's like it gets up to that heat level that you can go to the beach. But then in the evening, it cools off enough that you can have a fire if you want to, or you can put on a sweater. But you don't have to do the whole like heavy down jacket thing in the winter. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do like the, oh my God, I'm like dripping sweat. Come like, this is way too hot type of thing. So it's like right in the middle. And I really love the shift from hot to chillier because, and you can get that in other parts of America, more so like the Southwest in more of like the desert areas. But I do really love that because I don't necessarily need or want winter, but I do like having the opportunity to like wear a cozy sweater and, and I love campfires. So
winter weather is my favorite because when you go outside and it's really cold, but then you come back inside and you feel all snug and cozy and warm and you can have a hot chocolate and
I think I like
the difference between the outside and then coming back in and
being the feelings that you described, I enjoy as well. But like in practice, I feel like it's never that smooth. Like in New York.
Awesome job today. My favorite weather is dry, sunny weather with temperatures in the low 80s. That's pretty much the kind of weather we get here in SoCal. It's not humid here in LA, so you can enjoy your time outdoors without being drenched in sweat. I also really like it when it's warm at night. Having afternoon barbecues with my friends on a warm summer night with t-shirts, shorts, and sandals is one of my ideal ways to spend my summer days. お疲れ様です。私の好きな天気は気温が27度ぐらいのカラッとした晴れた日です。ここ南カリフォルニアはまさにそんな気候です。ロサンゼルスは湿度が高くないので、汗びっしょりになることはなく、屋外での時間を楽しむことができます。暖かい夜もすごく好きです。T シャツ、短パン、サンダルで暖かい夏の夜に友達とバーベキューをするのが私の理想の夏の過ごし方の一つです。Today's episode wraps up Emmy and Vicky's series. I hope you guys enjoyed their conversation. Next week, we have two new speakers joining us. They are both fun, interesting, and have a great sense of humor. I'm sure you guys will enjoy listening to their conversations, so don't miss out on their episode next week. 今日のエピソードでエマとビッキーのシリーズが終了します。二人の会話を楽しんでいただけましたか?来週は二人の新しいスピーカーが登場します。二人とも明るくて、面白くて、ユーモアのセンスのある人たちです。二人の会話をきっと楽しんでいただけると思うので、来週のエピソードをどうぞお聞き逃しなく。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか?ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hoppa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus.Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that'll allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it.You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. 最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しいハパ英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。
ポッドキャストプラスにはエピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。You can find today's show notes on the HAPA 英会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細は HAPA 英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.